So the word legalism is a word used in the church a lot to describe, I don't know, honestly, it's probably used as a pejorative to describe people that the person saying it doesn't agree with, and they tend to be hardcore. Here's my definition of legalism. I'm going to apply this to business. Legalism is doing the rule and missing the point. Legalism is doing the rule, following the rule, but missing the point of it. For example, if I tell my child, don't get out of bed at night, stay in bed, and they pee their bed, they follow the rule and they miss the point. That's why as a parent and as a leader, as a spouse, as a whatever, it's important to not just share rules. That creates resentment, honestly. It creates, at best, mindless rule followers. It doesn't create what you want, which is a relationship and actual transformation and result. Sharing the rule and the reason behind the rule actually makes your job easier, because your rule probably isn't perfect. In fact, it isn't perfect. You haven't thought of all the fringe scenarios of it. And if you don't share the reason behind it, they can't operate from the reason and follow the heart of the rule. This is what Jesus got so mad about throughout all of his time with the Pharisees. They were great at following rules and missing the point. They followed the rule of the Sabbath, but didn't help their brother on the Sabbath. The whole story of the Good Samaritan is one where they step over the dude and don't actually help him. The priest and the temple helper, they were all wanting to stay pure so they could go do the God stuff. But they stepped over the God stuff on the way because they followed the law and not the heart of the law. This applies to business. A lot of times people hire us and we're like, hey, here's what you can do to win. And they do what to win, and they don't win. And they're like, why didn't I win? I'm like, well, you follow the rule, but you didn't follow the heart of the rule. The point of doing X, Y, Z was to accomplish this. So you need to optimize for this, not following rules. Rules aren't going to allow you to win in business. Rules won't allow you to win in parenting or marriage or any place. It won't allow you to have a close relationship with God. They don't do anything. In fact, later on in the New Testament, it talks about how rules actually condemn you. What? Yeah. Rules show you how bad you are at following rules. That's what they do. But the heart behind it, and that's one of the most powerful things about what Jesus did, like in the Sermon on the Mount. He's like, you've heard this, but I say this. You've heard X, but I say Y. You've heard that getting angry and calling your brother a fool is a sin, but I say having anger in your heart is a sin, or something. I'm paraphrasing him. Like, yeah, having anger stored up inside of you and bitterness inside of you, that's the thing that causes separation. And that just happens to manifest itself outside of you in a thousand different ways. And you're just asking rules about all the ways it can or cannot manifest. How about you just solve the anger problem? How about you don't hold it against your brother? How about you let it go? How about you forgive them? So legalism is following the rule but missing the heart behind it. Get the heart. Follow the rule. That's great. It's probably good, especially if it comes from Jesus. But get the heart of it. That's what I want at Growth Tools, is a group of people who get the heart of what we're doing, what we're trying to accomplish. They get the heart of the rule so they can break them at the right time and follow them at the right time. But who cares about the rule? The rule's only a means to an end. What we want is the heart behind what we're doing. So raise heart followers, not rule followers.
Most coaches and consultants who have a resource that they give away online aren't leveraging their thank you page, also referred to as a confirmation page, the way they should. Your thank you page is actually an opportunity to generate additional traffic to your website if you do the right things to make it go viral. This month only, I'm giving away my viral thank you page playbook, which includes everything you need to make your thank you page become a viral traffic source to your website, resulting in a lot more leads for you. You can grab it for free this month only at growthtools.com/free. Again, that's growthtools.com/free.